We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Dalet. The Chavra Megillah, the cover that we're reading the Megillah Purim by night, Yesh Lubayish. The appropriate thing is to put on Bigdei Shabbos and Varif, to put on Shabbos clothing. Shabbos Be'ezer Knesses, Yimtzur Be'ezer. When you come home from shul, in your home you should find Neir Stolkin, candles lit, the Shulchan Aruch, and the table set, the Mita Matzahs, the entire house set up for Kavod Yomtiv. Arvis, Lachash Manasre, by Meiriv, after Shmanasre, I'm in Kaddish Shalom with the Skabel. They say Kaddish Shalom with the Skabel. The Karnas Megillah, we read the Megillah. Ach Kach Omer Vat the Kaddish. Then we say, At the Kaddish Shubi Mizma Lamatzech Ayel Sashachar, which is found in the Perak of Lamatzech Ayel Sashachar, which is Nemar Al Estam. Shom Nemar, and in there it says, Alakai Ekra, and that pasuk refers to Nema Mikra Megillah. Darim Shuban Levi Chayv Adam Likras Megillah Beyoyim. A person has to read the Megillah at night. Lishnoisa Beyoyim and repeat it by day. Shnei Alakai Ekra Yoyimam. I call out by day. V'loy San V'layla V'loy Demiyali. V'samachle V'ata Kaddish. And then the pasuk says V'ata Kaddish. V'achach. And then we say Kaddish Aleim, but we don't say the Skabel. On Matzah Shabbos. If Purim falls on Matzah Shabbos, we say V'inoyim v'at Kaddish Kaddish Shalom b'loy t'skabel v'yitim cha mavdil al kais, and then we say Aleinu. That's according to the minig, which is the minig that the Rama says, that we first do Megillah laning and then we do Havdalah. There are others that say that we do Havdalah and then we do Kriyas Megillah. It's very much, says the Das Torah, connected to the same question, when do we light the Hanukkah candles, Matzoi Shabbos, before Havdalah or after Havdalah? Sif Hei, Noyagin Litten Kodim Purim Machtz Menatayim Be'a Kvubay Samakim. The minig is to give before Purim half of the coin which is used in that location. Zeich l'machzah shekel. This is zeich to the machzah shekel. So yinoisn ba'adar that were given an adar l'tzara kabbanas tzibur to have funds for the new kabbanas tzibur. Some have the minig to give it Purim in the morning before Kriyas Megillah. Most have the minig, says the Mishnah Berurah, to give it mincha erev Purim. Some have the minig to give it if Purim is on Sunday, they give it on Thursday, which is Tanis Esther. There are many that say that we could start giving it already from Rosh Chodesh Adar, because as the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Mashmim al Shkolim, so we could already give it from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Minig Litin Shalosh, this is Zeich L'Machzah Shekel, Shayin Noisim Ba'adol Tzarek Kabbanis Atzibur. And it's important that when one gives the Machzah Shekel, not to say that it's the Machzah Shekel that we're giving, but we say Zeicha L'Machzah Shekel. It's a remembering for the Machzah Shekel. Or Minig Litin Shalosh Machzios, the Minig is to give three half coins, because in Parashat Sisa, where we read about the Shkolim, the Torah says, Shalosh Pam Trua, Truma, the Torah says three times the word Truma. But some say giving one coin is enough. Some say that any amount is enough, because it's only a Zeicha L'Machzah HaShekel. And the minig is to give, many places have the minig to give three half silver coins, and what you do is they have them in the shul, and a person picks them up and is coining them to use for the Machzah Shekel, and then he gives stock of money to be paid. That's how he fulfills the mitzvah. We give it a erev Purim before Kriyas Megillah, and we distribute the money to Aniyim. That's what the Shara Tshuva says. Some suggest that we could use it for the upkeep of the shul, and some say it should be sent to Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, just like the Machzah Shekel that was given for the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. V'heim yot v'noisim sa be'erof ne'kris Megillah, u'machalkon ha'shal Aniyim, we distribute to Aniyim, v'heim yot simezeh l'simchus
Purim. We should give it, and we use it for Simchas Purim for these individuals. Cotton potter. A cotton is potter for machzor shekel. V'aviv nos b'shvilei pamachas. Somebody gave for his children even once. Chayv loyom, he has to continue doing so forever. Ben shlosh shana, once a boy is bar mitzvah. Yesharim the chayv, some say he has to give the machzor shekel. V'yesharim the potter, that he's really potter asher ben esrim until he's 20 years old. The minig is to give on behalf of ketanim, and the minig is to give also for your wives and daughters. The halacha that we just learned, that if you give for your child, you have to give forever, is only by boys. But if you gave for a wife or for a daughter, even though you've done so once, you need not continue. We need not continue to doing so for forever. Sif Vav. The Purim, Dana B'yom HaBa'asa, on Purim on the 14th day of Adar, Avrish Shachos U'mincha Omrim Al Anisim, by all the tefillos we say Al Anisim, M'shachach Dinika Mechanika, that you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Chayv Kol Adam, every person, Sif Zayin, every individual, Ben Ish, Ben Isha, L'shmai Kriyas Megillah B'layla, Shehir Kriyas Megillah at night, U'b'yom Emeidei, L'kein, Gama P'sulos. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, because they davened Hashem by day and by night. So to remember that, we read the Megillah by night and by day. L'kein gama psulas, even young women who normally don't go to shul, yeshlam l'lechus beis hakneses, that they should go to the beis hakneses. And even if they can hear it at home, if they are able to come to shul and hear it in shul, there's a concept of b'roiv am hadras melech, and some suggest that that even applies to women. Vim ena holchus, but if they don't come to shul, the women, tzrichas likrei lefnem v'bayis, we should read the Megillah for them at home. V'gam masaktanim, even the young children, chay v'yovim l'chanachosom, we have to teach them, shiishmu kriyas Megillah, that they should listen to the kriyas Megillah. M'kam makayim l'yivir l'beis knesses ketanim b'yoyser, don't bring to shul very small children, shemabalbam das hashoymim, that if they can't concentrate and they can't and they start disturbing people, then they shouldn't be brought to shul. Sif Ches, Megillah Shalayla Asa Kreis, Kom Tzeis HaGechavim. We shouldn't read the Megillah at night before Tzeis HaGechavim. Abi Shemitztar Harbe, even though the person is hungry and would like to eat Machmas Satanis. Ayach Litton Ktsas Kod Megillah. One could just take a small snack before Kreis Megillah. Koin Koifa Kafe Kodoma, take a coffee. If somebody is weak, he should eat, he may eat a light, something light. He should appoint somebody, says the Mishnah Berurah, to remind him that he should not forget to hear the Megillah. But the Paiskim say this is all for a person who's not well. But certainly somebody who's well and healthy should wait, should not eat before Kriyas Megillah. Furthermore, however, if a woman is at home and she can't come to shul for Kriyas Megillah, she has children or whatever, she doesn't have to wait till late when her husband will come home, and then she'll be able to hear Kriyas Megillah, and that will delay it very much. She's not obviously obligated to wait so long. Sif Tes Mitzvah Min HaMubcha L'Shmoya Kriyas Megillah B'Beis HaKnesses. The mitzvah is to hear Kriyas Megillah in Beis HaKnesses, but Makom Sheyesh Roiv Anoshim, where there are many people, Mishum De Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. L'chal Pach Yira L'shmaya Sub Minyan Asara, there should be at least 10 people by Kriyas Megillah. V'me'ef Shal Kriyas Minyan, if you can't find a Minyan, Yikra Yisra Kol Yochim Mitech Megillah K'sheira, everybody should read the Megillah from a kosher Megillah, and Mebrachah Shal Afnao, that with the brachas that are there. If the point to have 10 people means that even if you have people that already heard the Megillah, but if they can at least participate, that you who are now listening to the Megillah should have Beroiv Am Hedras Melech. However, if one person knows how to read the Megillah, Ashar Eni Yodea, Ze Yikra Ze Shu Yodea, the person who knows how to read the Megillah should read it. V'heim yishmu, they should hear what he says. V'yoyfetzin, and you could be yoytzin that way, even if you don't have a minion. Aval brach shal chreah, The bracha that's said after the reading the Megillah, Ein Amirak Basar, is only said with 10 people, Vach B'loi Shem HaMalchus, but if you're not saying it with Shem HaMalchus, Yochel Gam Yochel Amir. The Ma explains that this is a bracha that is not specifically connected to the Megillah. It's only because of Persume Nisa that bracha is recited, and therefore it's only recited when there is a minig. But to say it, and to say the piyut that said Asheheni, you could say, because Asheheni doesn't have Shem HaMalchus in it. Sif Yud, Minikal Yisrael Shekoyen HaKoyim HaTach Megillah Kerucha, the person who reads the Megillah does not read it from the Megillah as it's rolled up. El Poshrei Sovekoyf L'daf Al-Daf, it's folded K'may Geras like a letter, Neshin Nekras, because the Megillah is called Igeras Apurim. Avel HaShoymim, the people that listen to the Megillah, the Ein Tzrichim L'Foshtoi. However, if you're reading the Megillah at home, there it's preferable to fold it like a letter, even though it's not in a shul. Sif Yud Aleph, Hakar Es Megillah, who when you read the Megillah, Merim B'Yoyim Bein B'Layla, whether by day or by night, B'Varach L'Fanah Sholosh Brachas, we should say three brachas. Al Mikra Megillah, Shos Anisim, V'Shachiyonu. Lach Kriyosoi, after the Megillah is read, Karchai, Kulei, we roll it up, Umanichai Lefonov, and we put it in front of the person, Umvarchin, and we make the bracha Rabbis Reveinu. Im Oval Kares Megillah, if the Oval is reading the Megillah, then Yvarach Acher, somebody else should make the brachas, because an Oval should not be making Brach Shechiyonu publicly. The reason why the Megillah is rolled up before we say the bracha, because it's disrespectful to the Megillah that it should remain open while we say that bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah. And the same is therefore even the individuals who are hearing the Mikra Megillah making a bracha should roll up the Megillah also, unless there's a hefsik between the saying the bracha, then they could say the bracha even though the Megillah is not rolled up. Even though we just learned that an Ovel should not make the Shechiyonu, but he could read the Megillah, but it would be better if, since the Ovel is not making the Shechiyonu, he should not be the one making the Bracha. However, if there's nobody that's a better Baal Kairu than him, or he's a very important person, a good person, or he does this every year, then the Aloch is that the Ovel may read it. If the Ovel is reading the Megillah for himself, he's not in the shul, and he's not coming to shul, but he's reading the Megillah at home, then he does make a Shechiyonu. Sif Yud Beis, V'Bricha Shechiyonu Shal Yoyim, when we say the Bricha Shechiyonu by day, Yichavnu Gam HaMitzvah Mishloach Manos, we should have a mind to be with this bracha, also to fulfill the Mitzvah Shechiyonu Manos, Matanos Lav Yoyinim, and Sudas Purim. V'Kein Shlich Tzibur, the Shlich Tzibur has to have a mind when he makes this bracha, that he has to have a mind to be mitzi the entire community, gamal mitzvahs, and all the mitzvahs. That's the minhag of the Ashkenazim, but the Sfardim don't make Shechiyonu again by day. The minhag is, because we have to have in mind all of these mitzvahs when the brachas are recited, by Megillah reading by day, so the halacha is, one should make that announcement that he should have in mind, which means that one should preferably not do any of these mitzvahs, Shalach Manos, Matanos Lav Yoyinim, before Kriyas Megillah, because you want to have the bracha before you do the mitzvah. When Purim in Yerushalayim is Purim Mishulish, when we read the Megillah on Friday, and the other mitzvahs we do on Sunday, still, when we do Kriyas Megillah on Friday, we should make this announcement and have this in mind that we want to be yotze with the Shechiyonu, all the mitzvahs we're going to do on Sunday. There are those that suggest that in such a situation, by Purim Mishulish in Yerushalayim, one should try to have a way to make another Shechiyonu on Purim, and like that you'll have the Shechiyonu closer to when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Sif Yud Gimel, Hakaris Megillah, the one that reads the Megillah, Tzarech L'Chaven, L'Hoitzis Kol Shoyimim. He has to have a mind that all the people that are going to listen to the Megillah, he wants to be mitzvah them the mitzvah. And this is essential. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, you could have this kavanah at the beginning of the Kriyas HaMegillah, and you don't have to have it for the entire, you don't think, have to think about it for the entire duration of the Kriyas HaMegillah. Furthermore, the Paiskim suggests, the Sharm Balacha says, that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah by hearing the Megillah over a telephone, a Zoom, etc., because you're not hearing the Megillah directly from the person who's reading the Megillah. The Gama Shemeya, also the person who hears the Megillah, Tzarech L'Hachavan L'Hoitzit L'Shmai Kol Teva Teva. He has to have Kavanah to hear every word. Shafilim Rak Teva Achas L'Shama, even if you missed hearing one word, Ein Yotzi, not Yotzi the Mitzvah. L'Kain Tzarech HaKayr L'Shgiach Ma'oid. The person who reads the Megillah has to pay much attention. When there's much noise by Kaz Haman, Yishtoiki should remain silent ad Yavar Arash Lagamri, until he becomes silent and he can read further. But the Paiskim are very strong. The Ramah says this, that one should not in any way stop the minig, stop the custom of making noise when Megillah, when they say Haman's name. We know Machat Timcha Zecha Amalek, the Torah says, we have obligation to erase the name of Amalek, Shem Rishoim Yerkov. And it's a minig that the Ramah says is an accepted minig in Klal Yisrael that should not be abolished. And in fact, I saw that the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that when somebody makes noise when they say the name of Megillah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu again punishes all of the Rishoyim. It's appropriate that everybody should have their own kosher Megillah, that he should be able to say along, mila by mila, word by word, balachish. Because we're concerned that he may miss hearing a word from the Baal Kaira. And even the women who are in the Ezra's Noshim, it would be appropriate that they too should have a kosher Megillah. Kisham, because there it's even more difficult kosher l'shmaya to make sure to hear every word. And the Noshim uchiyavas k'maya Noshim, and women are obligated in Kriyas Megillah no less than men. Im loy kitchu as alvanov and nurse bishas kriyas Megillah, ayin la'el, soif simin, tzadik zayin.